Everybody, this is Angela Bowen, and today I have another Thanksgiving treat for you. I am going to do a quick commentary on a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving in honor of Thanksgiving this week. I hope you enjoy it. So this special opens up. We have Lucy once again holding a football for Charlie Brown to kick. So she calls Charlie Brown over and says, "Hey, I'm going to hold the football up here for you to kick it." And he's like, he's fallen for that so many dang times. And he's like, "You know what? No, I know how this goes. As soon as I run and go to kick it, you're going to pull the thing out from under me. And I'm going to fall flat on my back. It's probably going to end up in traction." But he's like, "Oh, I bet this time she won't do it." So he ends up running to kick it. Sure enough, she pulls it out from under him and he falls flat on his back. And this girl, he knows she does this every year, yet he still falls for it. Why? Why, Charlie? Why do you do this? So then we have the title screen come up with Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and then we open up with Charlie Brown standing in front of his open mailbox, waiting for something I don't know, as his sister Sally comes up and asks, "What are you looking for, a turkey card?" He's like, "I don't know. Holidays always depress me." Yeah, holidays depress an 8-year-old. So Sally's like, "Well, I went downtown to go get a turkey tree, but wouldn't you know, they're already getting stuff set up for Christmas." It's like, that's how it's been. As soon as October hits, as soon as Halloween is even barely over, stores have Christmas stuff in. And you better believe by the time December rolls around, what do you think, what holiday is going to come up next they're going to start putting crap out for? Valentine's Day. And by January, they'll be moving into Easter. Those are the holidays. The candy holidays are October for Halloween, then you got your Christmas, you got your Valentine's Day candy, and then you have your Easter candy. Those are the four main holidays that there's candy and that people really celebrate. I mean, yeah, there is the 4th of July, but there's no 4th of July candy out there. Yeah. So even Charlie Brown is surprised to hear that there's Christmas stuff already before Thanksgiving. You've been around for 8 years and you've never noticed that before. But I mean, yeah, he's a kid. He probably wouldn't. So Sally's complaining about Thanksgiving. What do I have to be thankful for and this and that? And then she's like, "It just makes more work for us kids." It's like, yeah, they don't. She's referring to schoolwork and everything like that. It's like, yeah, you kids, you have a lot to be thankful for. If you got a family, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, you know, a loving family, all that stuff. You know, and this Thanksgiving is the one time a year that you can come together. Sure, not all Thanksgivings are going to be great. Maybe some might not be so great. Who knows? But, you know, that's the time of year families come together. There's fighting, feuding. You know, there's happiness. It's just a mixture depending on where you come from or how you celebrate it. Whether you got bad blood in your family or people are celebrating Thanksgiving for the first time with their extended families. If you're married and everything, then you got to deal with your in-laws. So kids, I'd say, got it easy when it comes to Thanksgiving. They all pretty much just got to sit at the table and eat the food. It's the ones that cook the food that you got to be thankful for. I mean, for how long it takes to bake a turkey, what, 5-6 hours? And, you know, family, you know, parents, whoever is doing the holiday tradition, get up like at 4 or 5 in the morning to get that turkey in the oven, get the mashed potatoes going, get the cornbread, get the this, that, and everything else. And there's just so much work put into that. I haven't hosted Thanksgiving before. Except for 2008, it was just me and Jeremy and his mom when we first lived in the apartment. So, all the other times, it's pretty much we've gone to his aunt and uncle's house ever since then. But before Jeremy and I got married, before we got together, it was always usually Thanksgiving at my grandparents' house when I was growing up. A couple times I did go to my mom's house. Well, not my mom's house. My other grandparents' house and had Thanksgiving there a couple times, but usually it was always at Grandpa and Grandma Rash's house. So, and those were fun times. I mean, granted, not always for Grandma because she always had to do the cooking and everything, which, all the aunts, usually at the end would always gather in the kitchen, the clean up and do the dishes and everything. But the one thing I know Grandma wasn't a big fan of that she's like, okay, no one bring finger jello. You want to know why she forbid that later on? Because once you go to clean upstairs, because us kids would always be cleaning, we'd always be running upstairs and, kids would be pulling crap out, making a mess, whatnot. She'd always end up finding the finger jello on the floor, under the beds, here and there. And it's like, okay, I'm tired of picking this up. Please don't bring any more. All right, so that's my little fun time family holiday memories. So let's get on with Lucy's complaints. Because I'm sure she's got to have some too. We've heard from Sally, we've heard from Charlie Brown. So she's got to write a essay on, she calls him Stanley Miles. It's Standish, Miles Standish, I believe, is what the guy's name is. Something to do with the Pilgrims and all that stuff from the pioneer days. Way, 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 way back when. Linus comes up to them. Of course, he's got his thumb in his mouth. He's got his little security blue blanket there. Lucy, why do I call her Lucy? Her name is Sally, little blonde girl. She's complaining about the fact that she hasn't finished her Halloween candy. It's been over a month. Yes, spread that stuff out, but my gosh, if you have it still sitting around a month, get rid of it, give it to other people. This stuff is gonna go stale soon, and you're gonna break your damn teeth. I remember I was at someone's house and one of the kids, they had some Halloween candy or something in a bag that I found, and I made the mistake of biting into a Tootsie Roll. I think it was hard as a rock. I think it really messed up my tooth, or I think I had a loose tooth at the time, and it kind of like made it even looser. So I wouldn't, I don't know what time of year it was. It definitely wasn't October. But yeah, word of warning. If you still have Halloween candy after a month, get rid of it. You don't need to be holding on to that stuff any longer. So Linus kind of schools Charlie Brown and Sally in the whole history of Thanksgiving, saying that America was the first to establish Thanksgiving as a holiday and all that stuff. So Linus asks, "Hey Charlie Brown, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?" And Charlie Brown's like, "Well, me, my mom and dad and Sally, we're all going over to Grandma's for Thanksgiving." And then he walks away. Sally's like, "Hey Linus, why don't you come with us?" She don't want no other damn kids at her place. Holy crap. Then she's like, "Oh, we could hold hands under the table." Ugh. She's like 4 and he's like 6 or something like that. No. There will be no holding hands, little girl. He just like covers himself with the blanket and like takes off. Like, I'm out of here. So Charlie Brown's at home sitting in front of the TV. You know, back in the day when they had the floor models and you actually sat on the floor to watch it. Then you're always told to like scooch back or you'd ruin your eyes. Those floor models were heavy. I worked at Goodwill for a bit, so when people were all getting flat screens, they were donating their huge wooden floor model TVs that weighed 100 damn pounds. Oh my gosh, it was nuts. So Charlie Brown goes to answer the phone. Who is it on the phone? It's Peppermint Patty, and she wants to know what he's doing for Thanksgiving. And he's like, "Well, I'm going over to Grandma's." And she's like, "Oh, great. You know what? You can cook me a Thanksgiving meal." And I guess he like kind of invites her, like, well, actually, I think what happens is that she invites herself, and he's too shy to really say, "I'm not gonna be here. I got plans." So then he hangs up, and then he realizes, "Ah, shoot. I'm going to Grandma's. Dang it." I'd be like, then go. She's gonna come there to an empty house. You don't necessarily need to give her an explanation, the fact that she invited herself. Plus, during the conversation, see, I mean, we all know that she is sweet on Charlie Brown. However, he doesn't, I don't think he shares the same interest in her. And it's just, she goes out of her way to invite not only herself, but Marcy and then that boy Franklin. Like, really? Like, oh, Franklin just stopped by, I'm going to invite him too. No, you're not. Why are you inviting people over to someone's house and expecting him to make you a quote-unquote Thanksgiving meal? So basically, Charlie's in a bind. He goes to Linus. Linus is like, hey, I know you're going to your grandma's later on in the afternoon. Why don't we have a little friendly, you know, friendly Thanksgiving, a friend Thanksgiving earlier in the day? So that's what they decide to do. And then Charlie mentions, hey, dang it, I don't know how to make anything but cold cereal and toast. So they get Snoopy's help. Linus says, hey, Snoopy, we're going to be having people coming over. I want you to start getting the table out from the garage. So Snoopy's like, okay, I got to have some help, though. So he goes to the tree, finds his little buddy Woodstock, and he's like, all right, Woodstock, I need your help. You need to help me. They go to the garage, and let me tell you, when they open that garage door, it is crammed to the rafters with a bunch of garbage. I mean, I think that Charlie Brown's parents, they gotta be hoarders or something, because that, I mean, you can't even get anything out of there. But he does manage to get a ping pong table or a table tennis table that he pulls out of there. And then we get a little bit that goes on for too long of Snoopy wrestling with this chair. I swear this bit goes on for 5 minutes or more. It feels like it anyway. He's wrestling with it. He's punching it. The chair actually seems to become like a human and is boxing and punching him as well. I just think they needed some filler there to fill the episode since it's only like less than 20 minutes long. So Snoopy's got the table all set up. He's got this white linen cloth that he like ties on the ends of it. He's got every single chair you could think of. A folding chair, a rocking chair, a regular dining chair, chair for babies. What the heck am I thinking of? Oh, what the heck is the name? It's a chair for babies and I can't think of it. I'm sure I'll think of it eventually. So in the kitchen, Charlie Brown, Linus, and Snoopy, they're all making a buttload of toast. They have gotten every single toaster in that town from everybody's kitchen. I swear. They have like 30 toasters, all making toast, and then Snoopy's got the stick of butter, and he's like slathering all the toast, piling it all high, and I'm kind of thinking, he hasn't even made a dent in that stick of butter that he's buttering that toast with. Not to mention, wouldn't that toast kind of be soggy if it's all stacked on top of each other? Oh, he's also making popcorn, too, and it's on the stovetop, the way people used to do. And there's a lot of it. Oh, they also have jelly beans as well. Ugh. So Snoopy's got the table all set up with the diningware, and he's got the napkins, which he'll just throw in the air, and it automatically turns into a napkin swan. So he goes to his doghouse, and he pulls out... What's he got there? Hold on, what's he got? What is he got here? Oh, he's got outfits. Oh, he's pulling out a trunk. Okay. Oh, they want to dress the part like pilgrims. Okay. So he takes off his chef's hat, puts on a pilgrim hat. Actually, he puts it on Snoopy on Woodstock, and it's like twice the size as him. Then he pulls out a mirror and checks his reflection. Then he's digging some more for some stuff. Woodstock's trying to get away, but he grabs him and says, nope, you're taking part in this whole production, too. So you stay. You stay. Here you go. I got something that'll fit. Then he just kind of shoves him in there. So they're all dressed the part, Snoopy and Woodstock. They knock on the door. Charlie Brown's like, oh, hey, Snoopy, I forgot you were there. Oh, you're dressed in a pilgrim outfit. Oh, great. You know, you're gonna look pretty dang ridiculous serving dinner. How about your chef's hat? He just took that hat off and put it in that trunk when he was putting that thing on. How did he have a second one? How did it magically appear on the hook? We see a giant bowl of popcorn there on the table. So, Peppermint Patty, Marcy, and Franklin all show up, and Charlie Brown leads them out to the backyard where they got the table all set up with the diningware and the swan napkins and every single chair of any kind. They even got a porch, a bench there as well. So they're all hanging out. Someone's eventually gonna serve food. Oh, yep, here comes Snoopy. What's he got under that thing here? What's he got? Oh, they're gonna say grace. Oh, wow, they got ice cream sundaes. Wow, what's under that big that metal dome thing, I wonder? So Snoopy serves each person a plate of toast, jelly beans, popcorn, and pretzels. And of course, Peppermint Patty is PO'd. She is not happy. She's like, "Where's the turkey? Where's the stuffing? Where's the mashed potatoes and blah 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 cranberry sauce?" It's like, excuse me, nobody invited you here. You technically invited yourself. And Marcy calls her out, like, excuse me, did he invite you or did you invite yourself? So she's like, oh, dang it, you know what? You're right. Marcy, why don't you go talk to him for me? I can't do that. I can't admit when I'm wrong. So she's like, oh, and then she's like, well, you know what? Tell Chuck I kind of like him. She calls him Chuck. Like, tell him I kind of like him, you know, I got a crush on him and all that. It's like, seriously, why do I hang out with you, Peppermint Patty? Why? So Marcy does actually talk to Charlie Brown, saying, hey, Peppermint Patty isn't actually mad. She actually kind of likes you. And Charlie Brown really does feel bad. I mean, he's like, I ruined everyone's Thanksgiving. No, you didn't. You did not ruin their Thanksgiving. You guys, it just call it a Thanksgiving brunch. Thanks. I mean, and not to mention, I didn't even. This just came up. I mean, when I watched this before, I thought the same thing. Why would their parent, these kids' parents, allow them to go to someone else's house on Thanksgiving? No. You go to your family's house, or you go wherever for Thanksgiving. Spouses, friends, you know, you go wherever. But I don't know. It's just, I feel bad for him. You know, everyone just sprang this on him. And he's like, now I'm even more depressed than I was before. So he does call his grandma and says, hey, grandma, I got some friends here. Do you mind if they come with us for Thanksgiving dinner? And she's like, cool, yeah, that is absolutely fine. Fine, no problem. So then he hangs up the phone. He's like, oh, man. Grandma lives in a condo. This is not gonna work. Oh my goodness. But luckily, the kids all sing to grandmother's house we go on the ride over there, and they're all sitting in the back of the station wagon. Back when station wagons had seats in the very, very back that were facing the rear end of the vehicle. So Snoopy's been holding out on them because he and Woodstock have their own little Thanksgiving tradition as he pulls out a ginormous turkey out of his doghouse, sets it up at the table for him and Woodstock. And I'm like, wait, Woodstock's a bird and he's eating a turkey. Isn't that kind of like bird cannibalism? And then he also has a giant, twice the size of his head, pumpkin pie. Oh my gosh, it looks delicious. Guys, I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I am ready for Thanksgiving. I'm bringing my cornbread bake. Bring it every single year. I get it at Gordon Food Services. It is so good. It's cornbread with bits of corn in it, and it's amazing. It's so good. Everyone loves it whenever I bring it. So that's the end of the special. I hope that you enjoyed my fun little commentary rant, whatever. I hope you guys have an awesome Thanksgiving. Or if you don't have Thanksgiving, then just have an awesome day. You know, whether you celebrate it or you don't, you know, be safe out there. Black Friday is on Friday. Be safe if you're going out shopping. Like I said in the last one, be safe. People, you know, they get crazy. You know how Black Friday is. People want the deals and they're gonna stomp over people to get them. Don't be one of those people, okay? I know you like the deals. I know you want to get that 50-inch for $200. We all do, but it's not worth trampling or punching someone to death for, right? Okay. So, the next one I'm going to do is Elf. The lovely show Elf. You love that alien, right? Well, he's got a Thanksgiving two-parter that we're going to crack into tomorrow. And don't worry, I do have the Wonder Years Thanksgiving episode coming up soon, too. So, just in time for Thanksgiving. It should be up tomorrow. All right, guys. Have a great day.